Problem solving and family caregiving, tips for overcoming obstacles. Problems happen. Life as you know it changes when you become a family caregiver. Your loved one can't manage alone. You're responsible for someone else's life. Your loved one is dependent on you. There can be times when it feels like an impossible job. It seems like you're dealing with one problem after another. What can you do to make it work? You can't help your loved one if you lose yourself. Don't carry the weight of the world upon your shoulders. Sometimes people try to do it alone. Being a family caregiver can be very stressful. Be sure that you keep tabs on your own stress level. Look for ways to spend a little time each day on you. The better you keep your own balance, the easier it will be for you to think straight. And you need to think straight in order to find good solutions to problems. If you feel that you need your own caregiver, you have some unmet needs. It's a signal that things aren't working for you. It's important to recognize what you're missing so you can carry on. Are you stretched too thin? Are your emotions getting the better of you? Do you resent all the time that you're sacrificing to take care of your loved one? You can't have everything, but you can have more of what you need. But first you need to identify what your unmet needs are, and then you need to find the compromises and fixes. Signs that things aren't working are likely to surface over time. Maybe you feel frustrated, trapped, or helpless. Maybe you wake up feeling every day is the same. Maybe you think that this is the way it has to be. Family caregiving isn't a losing situation for caregivers. There can be many positive experiences, but you have to seek them. You can problem solve it. Ask yourself who, what, where, why, and how. Who can help and who can't help? What is working and what isn't? Where are there problems and where are things okay? Why do you feel the way you feel and why does your loved one feel that way? How can you change things for the better and how can you change yourself to work better as a caregiver? Start with a belief that every problem has at least one solution. Make a list of possible choices to address your problem. What can you realistically do to change things? You can't just blink your eyes and twitch your nose to make everything perfect. Be flexible about how to fix it. Don't be afraid to do a little research. Sometimes you can stumble on just what you're missing. You may need a bigger understanding of the issues to help you make better decisions. Whatever it is, make the solution work for you and your loved one. Losing yourself can hurt. Many family caregivers struggle with this issue. If you feel that you have no time to breathe, too many things to do, no energy, you're going to have a really tough time surviving being a family caregiver. Professional health care providers have to be steady on their feet to do a good job. You're no different. Give yourself a fighting chance to succeed. There are several things you can do to help yourself. Manage the family caregiving situation. Organize your to-do list from most important task to least. Create and use your resources list. Reward yourself every day. You have to feel that the work you do has meaning, that what you do is important. Without that, you're likely to underappreciate the sacrifices you're making. When you respect yourself, you will focus your efforts and take the role seriously. Your loved one depends on you to find solutions to problems. Engage your brain in new ways when the old way isn't working. Get creative in addressing issues. Sometimes the biggest problem is not seeing the human side of caregiving. You can get bogged down with the physical responsibilities and forget the emotional connections that can hinder or help you. Troubleshoot issues from several different perspectives. Narrow down the options according to your needs and your loved one's needs. Make that mountain a molehill. If you feel you can't do it all in a day, if your to-do list keeps growing, if your plans keep going awry, if your life has gotten too complicated, cut it all down to size. Sometimes the biggest problem in family caregiving is that you try to maintain a lifestyle that existed before the need for care. The reality is care changes everything. The home, the family, and the relationship with your loved one. That doesn't mean it can't be as satisfying and rewarding as before care was needed. It just means that it has to be different in order for everyone to thrive. Don't be afraid to take that bull by the horns. Break down your problems into segments you can handle. Tackle the important ones first and work your way down. When you handle the big problems, the little ones often fade away. Recognize what you are up against and adjust your expectations. You don't have superpowers, so you need to use human tools to get the job done. Build on small successes and appreciate them. These are your accomplishments. Caregiving is all about success in balancing physical, mental, and emotional health. If you have too much on your plate and you need more time to get out and do errands, more help around the house, more emotional support for the important work you do, more opportunity to feed your own passions, it's okay to admit it. Go ahead and recognize that you're overwhelmed. That's the point when you look for solutions. Bring others into the picture. The reality is you need your own peeps. Negotiate with family, friends, and neighbors. People who love you want to help. Create a to-do list to share. Let people choose. Volunteers are more likely to get it done when they accept responsibility on their own terms. Pick the right people for your support team. Once they get their tasks done, you'll have a few left over. Prioritize the unfinished tasks that you can squeeze into your day. And take a deep breath. Accept that you did as much as you could and be okay with that. Flexibility is your friend when you're a family caregiver. Problems pop up everywhere. They can be caused by physical, mental, or emotional triggers. If you insist on doing things your way, you're likely to run straight into a brick wall. Your loved one is likely to rebel. Accept that challenges are a part of the scene. Adjust your attitude to meet them. Allow yourself to go with the flow. Adapt your care to fit your loved one's needs. Keep a piece of yourself in the decision-making process. Sometimes caregivers make the mistake of thinking that they have to sacrifice themselves to help their loved ones. Good problem solving is a win-win for everyone. Is there another way to look at the problem? What can you compromise on? Don't take yourself out of the big picture. You're there for the duration, so the solution has to help you too. Bring on the brainstorming. Don't be afraid to reach out and explore the possibilities. Find a good person to act as a sounding board. Do you have relatives and friends who are positive people, who are creative in solving problems? Bounce ideas around. Believe that you can do better as a caregiver and then work at it. Don't take no for an answer, even from yourself. Direct yourself to fix what isn't working by recognizing that you don't have all the answers. You need to look for them and find them. Use your resources. That's what they're there for, to help you do your job. You can get direct support for the problem, education for the situation, and experienced help in handling the issue. Do you need to bring in volunteers? You can use relatives and friends for this, or even request help from an organization. Do you need to hire a paid health care aide or a companion, even just for a few hours a week to give you a little more time for yourself? Do you need to join a support group so that you can share your experiences and get some feedback? Resources give you options. Clear out the cobwebs. It's easy to get stuck in the day-to-day drudgery of providing care. Take regular breaks throughout the day. Give yourself 15-minute coffee breaks and even a half an hour for lunch when you can. If your loved one takes regular naps, this is a great time to look after your own needs. Switch gears when you're in a rut. Boredom and sameness can numb you. Recharge your batteries so that you have some energy. Don't look at caregiving as a menial job. You're providing physical care, mental stimulation, social interaction, and emotional support. You're doing a job that healthcare professionals do in medical settings, but you're doing it in the home for someone you love. Treat yourself with respect. Practice problem solving. Think of it as exercise for the mind. It keeps the brain flexible. Use crossword puzzles, word games, Sudoku, mazes, visual puzzles, riddles. It doesn't really matter whether you use a computer, an app, a book, or a piece of paper and a pen. Challenge yourself. You'll be more alert, more focused, and better prepared to handle the situations that pop up in caregiving. It's also a great way to reduce stress and have a little fun. All work and no play can make you a dull caregiver. And don't be afraid to get your loved one on board. Play a couple of hands of gin rummy together. Get out the backgammon board. Turn on the Nintendo or PlayStation. Stimulation can keep your mind sharp and focused. Live a little. See the funny side of things. Having a sense of humor can help you cope. Tension can make people uncomfortable, jittery, and anxious. When you share a laugh, it's a bonding experience. Don't be afraid to use laughter as a way to unite. Take the time to have a good belly laugh. But always remember one important rule. No one likes to be the target of mean humor. Find the funny in situations. Don't ridicule or demean people. And always remember that it's okay to be silly once in a while. It keeps the heart young. Successful caregivers are the heart of the home. Love is the glue that binds families together and keeps us going through the dark times. You can call on it when the road is long and hard. It can soothe wounds, heal hearts, and calm fears. Use it liberally in home care. Spread it around. Sometimes it can be the biggest problem solver of all. There's always room for joy. A positive attitude can inspire, encourage, and motivate people to overcome obstacles. When you condition yourself to think that you can climb a mountain, the mountain you face isn't as scary. Walk your loved one on the sunny side of the street. Point out the possible and ignore the impossible. Look for the silver lining in every cloud. Remember to celebrate the happy moments of life. These are the treasures you keep long after your days as family caregiver are over.